Alei Shruch Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Yud Tis, the 10th chapter, Mekoyim HaTorah B'Shi'o Kuma Shel Adam. The Torah's place in a person's stature. Says the Chovos HaLevavois, Kavanas HaTorah, the objective of the Torah, the Torah's project is this, Lamshil HaSeichel B'Chol HaTavois HaNefesh V'Sanugoy Saguf, to enthrone the mind over all desires, whether psychological, physical, to make the mind control them. Umina yadu, it's well known. Ki hagbaras atavois ala seichel, if it works the other way, if one's desires and proclivities overcome the mind, hi roish kol chatas, that's the beginning of all sin, all mistakes, vesibas kol gnus, it's the reason for all failure. The author says, hadavarim ketzarim umakifim, these words are brief but encompassing. HaTorah is Sechel Elokei, the Torah is godly mind, godly intellect. Limud Torah be'iyun magbir es ha'sechel shelanu ba'ofen nifla. Learning Torah be'iyun strengthens our mind in a wondrous way. Kol bar be'irav yodeh umargish zois. Every neophyte, every beginner in Torah knows and can sense this, that he's using his mind and it's becoming stronger. HaRichesh be'ki'us rabba b'Torah konel atzmo ilam recha me'od. Then a person who acquires fluency, breadth in Torah, acquires a very broad world. Hare, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lechol Tichlar Isi Keitz Rechava Mitzvascha Me'od. Everything else is an end, but your mitzvah is broad. The Pasuk says, Vegam, Pasuk in Yoiv, Arukam Eretz Mida Urchava Minayam, the Torah is longer than the land and wider than the sea. It gives one breadth. Umagam Kshadam Lomid Almenas Lasis, the person's learning, with the intent to fulfill what he's learning. From the Gemara, he works his way all the way to the Shulchan Aruch and the commentators. He sees in front of him a path which is paved all the way to the world of action. So far we've covered the three of the paragraphs that we dealt with in the previous chapter. Limud Be'iyun, Limud in Bekius, and Limud Halacha. Those are three of the five overall categories that the author mentioned in the previous chapter. Velimud haTorah vekiyum haHalacha liyetzirim tzuras adam atzmoi. Learning Torah, fulfilling Halacha, it molds the person himself. The Rambam explains this great fundamental in Perush HaMishnayos, in his introduction to Chelek. He says, Aval yesh la'avod al haderech she'ema, one has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the following way, v'ze. When a person comes to believe that there's a body of wisdom, that came to the Nevi'im through the Creator, he informed them of the good midos, which are the mitzvois, and informed them what isn't pleasing to him. It's appropriate for a person with straight temperament to do the correct things, to avoid the evil thing. When he does this, it's a beautiful phrase, he will reach completion in terms of becoming a human being. He'll be truly separate and distinct from behemoths. When a person becomes a whole person, it's part of the nature of such a person that his soul will endure and live in Olam Haba. This is what the Pasuk says, Alt yukesus keferet ein havin. Don't be like a horse, like a mule without any understanding. Bemesik veresin edyei livloim, that has to be restrained with the reins and the bit. Don't be like that. That's not the ultimate objective. And the Rambam explains, what prevents animals from running wild is something imposed on them from the outside, the reins and the bit. It's not appropriate for a person to be like that, restrained from the outside. Rather, what holds him back, what should restrain him, should be something generated from within himself. What I mean to say, says Rambam, is that human form within himself, when it's complete, when it's whole, it will prevent him from those things, that withhold him from perfection. They're called by Chazal midos ois. Vehi tezarez oisoi. That same tzura anoshis will motivate him, push him all the time to what brings him to shlemus. Says Rambam, this is what I concluded from the sum total of Chazal's words in this very important, profound matter. As we spoke about in the beginning and in the previous chapter, one strengthens one's mind, one fulfills the halacha. And using the Rambam's terminology, a person reaches the fullness of his form. To such a person, Torah and mitzvahs are not something outside, something alien. Rather, it comes from within himself. It imprints upon the person good midos, uprits negative ones, and through this he becomes a whole person. Now, Harambam Musif, this is in the last sentence of the Rambam, that he learned this from the sum total of the words of Chazal. We want to know, we're eager to know what he meant, where exactly in Chazal did he see this. It seems without doubt, he meant the statement of Chazal in Pirkei Avos about somebody who learns Torah Lishma, the statement there says that he earns many things, not only that, but he's called a friend, ahuv, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves people, he brings joy to those around him. The Torah, so to speak, dresses him, adorns him with humility and awe, and trains him to be those things. Pick your voice in the sixth park. If this is indeed the Rambam's source, so we learn, if this is what comes to a person who learns Torah Lishma, and he gets his motivation from within himself, it follows, it's comparable to the reins and the bit that you put on the animal. It's still coming from the outside. His motivation is from the outside. He's doing Lishma. He has some ulterior motive that drives him. Torah Lishma is when the person becomes, it molds the person himself. There's no more holding back and driving. To prevent him and mania to drive and motivate him from the outside. Like somebody who's doing out of fear of consequences or out of desire for reward. It's not that anymore. It's the very form of the personality itself. It brings him to good midos, prevents bad midos. And through this, as the Rambam says, a person reaches perfection and eternity. It's a really remarkable definition here of or description of lishma and shelo lishma. Gam befirkei hatzlacha chozer Rambam al yesod ze. There too, the Rambam repeats this fundamental idea. Shama bahaschala ukisev. He writes in the beginning. Veda vaven b'ma sheisharti yischa al la'ilav, lefi shekol echad mibnei olam. Each individual in the world, im ratza hashleimus, if he wants perfection, haya karev ki Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalim. He can reach it like Moshe Rabbeinu. If he wants the other direction, he can be like Yerovam ben Nevat, that king who was so, whose reign had such disastrous consequences for the Jewish people. Those are the words that the author is addressing us to. The mania, what motivates you to choose whether to follow the path of Moshe Rabbeinu or Yerovam ben Nevat, mimecha uvecha, it's within you, it's inside you. The Rambam that compares the Aron HaKodesh with the Luchos inside to the heart of the individual with his Torah. Now the Aron HaKodesh had the Kruvim on top of it, and they are the ones who drive you, raising you higher and higher. There's a pure spirit here that drives a person upwards. That's the pure will to earn Torah. In the Rambam's words, this desire comes from within you. Without some factor acting from the outside, like the anticipation, reward, fear of punishment. That's lishma. And bazeh ha'adam magia lishlemus. That's how a person reaches his wholeness. Torah lishma matbi'a ba'adam ha'tzorah neshisa shlema. Torah lishma imprints upon the individual that whole, complete human form. V'mavi'atu lekinyan kol midat teivah. It brings him to acquire midas teivah, or rechuk mikol midat ra'ah, and to distance himself from midas teivah. Achshav natik inyan zeh. Now let's take and transfer this concept lemusagim mishiur akuma shel adam to concepts and terms that come from the discussion of a person's stature, shekibalu baperek hakodem, which we had in the previous chapter. But it's tayer lanu tmona zeh. We can now imagine the following picture. We can visualize the following picture. Hatira magbira esasechel. Involvement in Torah strengthens the mind. One doesn't allow, at the very least, one is not atrophying. One is applying one's mind and growing and strengthening one's mind. So on the level of Torah Lishma, that mind which is now Sechel Torah, Letzuras Adam, it forms his, it molds him, it forms his personality. That our voice v'dimyonim kechomer letzurazei. What used to be all sorts of desires, fantasies, images, are like the raw material for this form. The Sumeris, what I mean by this is Hasechel Hatsura Ma'amid Kol Koach HaMekomoi. This mind molds every force within the person, every physical, every psychological force. It gives its right place. Mishtamesh Bechol Tava B'Makom SheTzerich Lishtamesh Ba, so that the individual can use whatever desire it is, where it is necessary. Merecheges HaDimyoin HaMeshares HaZdavois. It drives away the power of fantasy that just serves the desires, umishtamesh b'litzoch avidas Hashem, and uses it in contrast to these ideas, it uses it for avidas Hashem, like the author now says in brackets, hadimyoin hamesharis as a sechel ukoach gadol v'kadosh. When uses the dimyoin, this power of visualization, when it serves the mind, it is a very great and holy force. Hakuzari b'ma'amar gimel hey nevair b'arichus einan shel merabzim alav kan. He describes at length the concept that we're just hinting to over here. V'ukosev sham, he writes there, umtzavesa medame, the person then can instruct his imagination, instruct his powers of visualization, lehamtzi ha'adur shebatzuros nimtzavesa tzloi be'ezer zikaroin, to use his memory to construct a picture, ledamoyselav ha'inyan ha'elokei mevukash, and then to give him a vivid picture of whatever he wishes to visualize. Kamoi ma'amad har Sinai. That's one example. Umamad Avraham Yitzchak be'Har Moriah, the ability to see and visualize the two avos, Har Moriah. Uchmoy Mishkan Moshe, v'Seder Avodah, v'Chul HaKavod be'Beis HaMikdash, v'Zulah Zeh Arbeh. Kedai l'ilmod kol ha'ma'amar, who says the author, it's worthwhile learning that entire ma'amar. To summarize, b'mahalach zeh, using this process, nitkan ha'yetzer hara l'day yetzer tov. The yetzer is progressively repaired, improved by the yetzer tov. The Yetzer HaTov overcomes the Yetzer HaRa with the power of Torah Lishma, and thereby the person reaches his full stature. So in this entire discussion above, we spoke about the Torah's ability to strengthen and intensify the power of the mind. V'zeis al-edei al-yimud ha-me'umatz, through intense study, be'iyun, bevkius u'halacha. In iyun, bevkius u'halacha. Aval ikar ha-Torah hen teriyag mitzvois. Now it's time to pay attention to the fact that the ikar of the Torah is teriyag mitzvois. V'hein hein ha-mekadshois ha-zaguf yachad im kol kohos ha-nefesh. They are the ones that sanctify the body and its psychology. Ikar avoida sinu ma'aseh. The ikar avoida is ma'aseh. It's a good idea over here to look above on Daf Mem Zayin. We had an entire chapter devoted to this concept, Daf Mem Zayin above. At any rate, v'nisponin b'ze b'k'tzara, we're going to look briefly. Keitzad ma'aseh ha-mitzvois mashpi al adam mi'israel. How is it that mitzvois influence the Jew? So far we discussed the concept of the Torah influencing our development, how is it that the practical mitzvot influence the Jew? B'mitzvah tzitzis ne'emar. We're familiar with these psukim from the Shema, v'ayalachem letzitzis or isem isoy. You shall see it. V'zahartem es kol mitzvot Hashem. You shall remember the mitzvot. V'asisem oisam. Do them. V'lo yisesuru aharei levavchem aharei einechem. Don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. Asher atem zinim aharem. That you have a tendency to stray after. Harei ma'aseh mitzvot. The actual fulfillment of the mitzvot, in this case tzitzis, hu hamafkies shlita sarah me'adam. That's what removes the control of evil over the individual. That's what causes the process of lo yisesuru aharei levavchem aharei einechem. Zoi hamadrega harishona shel kiyum mitzvot. That's the first level in fulfillment of mitzvot. Umimena magiim lemadrega shnia. From it you climb to the next step, which is a continuation, the next part of the Shema, the third paragraph. Leman tizkeru, so that you will remember. Vasisem es kol mitzvotai, vihisem kedushim leiloyechem, and become holy. Kedushas haguf yachadim kedushas hanefesh. That's the ultimate aim over here, to sanctify the body together with the neshama. This is a famous passage in Menachos that describes how mitzvot sanctify the person. The Brassa says, "Chavivin Yisrael shesibevan haKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvot." Yisrael, a beloved, haKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them, encompassed them with mitzvot. Tefillin b'roshehen, they have tefillin on the head, u'tefillin b'zroisehen, and upon the arms. U'tzitzis b'vigdehen, they have tzitzis hanging from the garment, umezuzos lefischehen, they have mezuzah on the doorways. Ve'alehen omar David, regarding this, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, sheva b'yom hilalticha al mishpetei tzidkecha. The reference here to seven. Tefillin on the head, tefillin on the arms, that's counted as two. Four tzitzios, that's six, and mezuzos makes it seven. Now, uv'sha'a shenichnas David leves ha'merchatz, v'ra'a atzmoi oimed oroim. David HaMelech entered Beis HaMerchatz and saw himself naked. He felt not just literally naked, but spiritually naked as well. But he found consolation when he remembered the Milah. After he left the Beis HaMerchatz, he pronounced Shira, Shenema la menatzeach ala sheminis mizmo le David. It's a reference to the Bris Milah that gives on the eighth day. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emer, kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshei u'tefillin mizra'oi v'tzitzis b'vgidoi mezuzah b'vischoi, a person wearing tefillin and tzitzis and he has a mezuzah, hakol b'chizuk shelo yechita. There's the strong certainty, almost a certainty over here that he will not sin. Shinema, pasuk in Koheles, v'achut ha'meshulash loy bimhera yinatek. That's the passage there. Says the author, Bein kol mitzvot, we can classify all the mitzvot as follows. Yesh ka'elu ha-sevevos es ha-adam. There are those that surround the individual. Uvehen yesh chavivus miyuchedes l'Yisrael. They convey a special love towards the Jewish people. It's of course paraphrasing the beginning of that brass above. Chavivin Yisrael. The Jewish people are beloved. Shesibevan ha-kadosh b'hu mitzvot. So the author is building on those words of Chazal. Those mitzvot that encompass us convey a special love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They create for us an environment shel kedusha. These mitzvahs that surround us create an environment of kedusha, hamekadeshes v'shomeres isam, it sanctifies us and guards us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi memales kol olam v'sobeves kol olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only permeates the world, but it also surrounds, encompasses the world. HaChayus shel kol ha'nivraim, the life of anything that's created, it comes from Hashem's pervading the world. The fact that anything has life, anything has existence, comes from Hashem's pervading. Because life in any form whatsoever, or existence rather, of any form whatsoever, is a tiny spark of godliness which exists by virtue of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imminent, he permeates everything. However, there's another aspect. Umitzad mashu yisbarach seiveves kol olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu encompasses, the outside the world and encompasses it from that perspective. Hu sheimeres elamo shegi basov tachlisoi. That preserves the world so that ultimately it will reach its purpose. mishtei b'chinos elyos l'mitzvot. We have mitzvot that conform or correspond, rather, to both of these aspects. The fact that Hashem is immanent and transcendent. He permeates the existence and he also surrounds everything. So, for example, al Shabbos kodesh an omrim toich emunei am segula boichala. In the Lechadidi. So, within, come to, we invite the Shabbos to come to within the Jewish people and to within the individual. That's an aspect of a mitzvah that fills us. For example, with the Shabbos, Neshama Yesira, it's obviously on the inside. Mitzvahs achilas korban pesach, mitzvahs that require eating. For example, korban pesach, matzah umaroir. Again, it's the aspect of permeating, of filling us from within. It fills us with emuna. In brackets, matzah nikes bazohar kadosh, nehama de mehem nusa. The matzah is referred to in the Zohar as the bread of emuna. In contrast, sukkah, he mebichinas ha-seivev kol almin. Sukkah corresponds to the other aspect of a kadosh b'ruhu, that he surrounds the entire world, not that he permeates it. He surrounds all the worlds. We sit in the sukkah, in the midst of ananei kavod, we are surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the preserver, the protector of his people. Not from the inside, but rather surrounding from the outside. Sukkah is called in the Zohar shade of emuna. So we have these two aspects. Now, Sibevus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvot midyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with constant mitzvot. Tefillin, tzitzis, umzuzah. Those surround us. Tefillin, upon us. It's not inside, not like a matzah that you eat or maror that you eat. It's on the outside. Tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah. V'inenu nimtzaim tamid be'avira shel kedusha. That is supposed to build for us an environment of kedusha. Bo ur'e divrei kadosh elyon. Come and see the words of a supremely holy individual. Harambam zal be'ilchos mezuzah. It's a famous passage from Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam says, "Chayav Adam liyizher b'mezuzah mipnei shechovas hakol tamid." The person must be very punctilious with mezuzah. It is incumbent on everyone all the time. V'chol zman shekanes v'yetze. Any time when a person enters a room or leaves a room, yifga b'yichud Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, encounters Hashem's oneness in the mezuzah. V'yizkor avasoi, and remembers Hashem's love for him. V'ye'or mishenasoi, it awakens him. It gives him a jolt. It jolts him out of immersion in the vanities of time and all sorts of nonsense. The Yeida, at that moment, the individual knows that there's nothing that endures forever. Everything is transient. Other than knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That jolt, okay, so it puts him back on the correct path. Amru Chachamim Rishonim. Say Chazal, says the Rambam, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roi shepes, with tefillin on his head, uvizroyin, upon his arm, v'tzitzis bevigdoyin, tzitzis upon his garment, umzuzah befischoy, muchzaku shaloichetay. This is a chazaka, a legal presumption that he will not sin. Shariyesh lo mazkirin rabim. There are many things that remind him of where and what and who. V'hein hem amalachim amatzilin oisoy milachatoy. These are malachim that save him from erring. Shenema, the posuk in the Malach of Hashem camps, so to speak, around Saviv, around those who are Yerei, v'yichaltzeim. The Rambam interprets that as a reference to these mitzvahs that surround us and create an environment of Kedusha. Hare ha-mitzvahs ha-soyevevois hen ha-malachim. These mitzvahs that encompass us are the malachim ha-mazkirim lanu tamid eschovesenu ba'olam, that remind us constantly of our obligation in this world. Now, uv'chol zis, still we have to analyze the following. Woe to me, I'm naked without a mitzvah. We want to ask, what is the nature of this sigh of David HaMelech? It's forbidden to bring a davar shebikdusha into Beis HaMelechatz. That's exactly the halacha pertaining there. It's quite correct. Why was he sighing? He was fulfilling the halacha that into Beis HaMelechatz you do not bring tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzois. David Biyeselmech. We have to understand his sigh more deeply. David HaMelech Alav HaShalim Ne'enach HaZeh Shesh Matzav Shebo Adam Mufkah Mikol Mitzvah. What he was sighing about is that there could be a situation, a circumstance, where a person is just removed from any mitzvah. Because that indicates ki soif soif hamitzvos ena niklatos be'atzmius adam. What it indicated to him is that at the end of the day, the mitzvos are not absorbed into the essence of the human being. Ki im hayu chelek me'atzmius, because if they were indeed part of his essence, lo itachen matzav shi'im mufkame. There couldn't be a situation where he's totally removed from mitzvos. That was his concern. Then, as the Brassa tells us, kivan shenizkar b'milah shebivsaro nisashva da'atoi. He was consoled when you remember the milah. Bechol zos mitzvah achas shi be'atzmoi uvsaroi. There's at least one mitzvah, which is in him, it's part of him, she'enu mufkam imena le'ilam. He's never removed from that. Ve'im ala mitzvah esavaveis amar sheva v'yom ilaticha, as that passage in Chazal tells us. If, regarding the mitzvahs that surround us, the tefillin, the tzitzis, the mezuzah, if on that he composed the passage in Tehillim, sheva v'yom ilaticha, for the Mila, it's a higher level. As the author now says, Yadua, we know very well. Seven indicates the perfection, the completion, the holiness of Teva. For the obvious examples, Shabbos is the seventh day, Shemitah, the seventh year, Yovel, seven times seven. It's a certain completion of Teva. Mispar Eight often or always indicates going beyond that which is natural, as in Bigdei Kehuna Gdola, the Kohen Gadol has eight garments. Shemini Atzeres is the eighth day after the 7 days of Sukkos. L'Ramban Shavuos Yom Shemini Shel Pesach, and the Ramban conceives of Shavuos as really the eighth day of Pesach. You have Pesach, and then the completion of Pesach is Shavuos. Mila hi mitzvas krisas ha'irla. Mila is a mitzvah to circumcised, to remove that part of the organ, through which the stature of the person is revealed completely, and there's an eternal covenant then between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the individual. That's the innate kedusha that cannot be removed under any circumstances whatsoever. It's an innate kedusha, not just in the nefesh, but also in the guf of the individual. Adkan.